Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking Rock Ridge Rocket Wrestling with junior state qualifier Colin Schmidt at 220 pounds. He finished third at last week's sectional. I know got to state last year as a sophomore, Colin Schmidt. That was short-lived, just one match, so you get a do-over your junior year. So tell us about your expectations going into the weekend.
Yeah, the do-over is really nice. It's nice I know what to expect, and I'm hoping for a lot better outcomes this year.
Yeah, what type of learning experience was that for you, you know, wrestling under the bright lights of the State Farm Center last year as a sophomore? And, of course, you know you face good competition when you get down to that venue, that's for sure.
It was a big experience. It's good to get all the nerves out and know what to expect and know what it's going to be like when I get down there on Thursday.
Do you know much about your opponent and the rest of the bracket then this weekend?
I know some about some of the kids in the bracket, but my first match and the kids I wrestle into the second match, I have never seen before, and I don't really know anything about them.
Well, I know the Byron sectional was kind of a meat grinder with a lot of local talent, especially at 220 pounds. You finished third there, but I know a couple of other Three Rivers kids. They're going on to state. Logan Lee from Orion and Jared Bailey from Sherrard, who you beat in the third place match. Why don't you take us through your performance at last weekend's sectional? I know some very good competition up at Byron.
Yeah, I wrestled the first match I won, and then I ended up wrestling the number one guy in the state and lost a close match to him, and then I had to wrestle four matches back to get my trip to state.
Yeah, how challenging is it when you get to the wrestlebacks, man? You really have to be a warrior and not only be physically ready, but I think more importantly, it's more of a mental game when you get back in the wrestlebacks, isn't it?
It definitely is a mental game. You know you have a lot of matches, and you just have to take it one match at a time and get your way back in it.
You said you wrestled the number one kid at 220 pounds, and you gave it a pretty good shot. A little bit about that match, and who's that kid?
His name is Maverick McPeak. He's from Dakota, and it was a really close match, and he ended up catching me for some back points, and I ended up losing 6-0 to him in the second round, which put me in the loser's bracket.
Well, that's a pretty good showing, though, against the number one kid. That has to give you a little bit of hope heading into the weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah, the expectations are pretty high going into this weekend. I got a good draw on my bracket, and I'm hoping to do really well.
Well, and you've put together, I think you told me off the air, is it 32-5 your junior year? So that's been a pretty good year. You know, when you look back at the regular season and kind of getting ready for postseason, any specific, events stand out where you kind of felt you really put it together and thought, hey, maybe I'm going to get on a nice little run here in 2016-2017?
Sectionals was definitely nice. I have Coach Steve Rusk helping me out, and all the moves are coming together, and I think we're peaking at the right time.
All right. Well, we'll see Colin Schmidt among our local state qualifiers this weekend at the individual state wrestling meet down at the State Farm Center. Again, Colin, 32-5 on the year, wrestling at 220 pounds. Colin Schmidt, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor for the High School Sports Spotlight.